In 1977, located in Manly, Nebraska, a group of theater enthusiasts had a vision to create a space for the community to come together and enjoy shows. When it came to the location, space was limited, so they had to get innovative when it came to finding the theater a proper home.
Really didn't land on anything until I think it was my dad who mentioned that our neighbor had an old barn that he didn't have anything in at present, and you know, maybe that would be something that we could do, because we'd heard of barn theaters before. So we went to talk to him, and he was like, no, no way, don't want that kind of thing going on. But after a little bit of pressure from his wife and his daughter, who thought it was a really good idea, he acquiesced and said, okay, why not?
Because of that generous decision, the Loft Community Theater was born. Kevin Colbert is the artistic director of the Loft Community Theater. He says the community really came together to clean up the barn and transform it into a fully functioning theater.
The barn required a lot of changeover. We had to build a stage within it. There was no electricity. We had to pour cement. We had to build a balcony.
After an entire summer of tirelessly working on and revamping this barn, it was officially ready to put on a show. In August of 1977, the Loft debuted Godspell as their premier musical. After building stamina from putting on more shows, the audiences began to grow.
The community members became involved on the stage, and then of course that brought in this friend and that friend and this family to watch the show, and people really liked it.
Unfortunately, the Loft had to bring their theater season to a close because there was no installation in the barn, and the cold Nebraska winters were not ideal for an audience to sit through while trying to enjoy a show. However, Colbert was determined to keep the theater running. That following spring, they purchased the rights to another batch of plays, and the shows went on.
Sure, let's give it a shot. And it's been like that now for 47 years.
Eventually, the Loft moved from their original barn and made a permanent home in their current facility, where they have lived for the past several years.
So we've been at it here six shows a year for 17 years. It's basically community theater fare.
The Loft collaborates with different areas of their community, doing shows with the Missoula Children's Theater every year, with the hopes to keep young kids interested in theater and continuing to grow the theater community throughout the state of Nebraska.
I know a lot of them who have done shows even later on says, I started back here at Missoula, and now they're singing and dancing in our summer musicals, and so if we can get them started young and keep them here, that's great.
The Loft is not limited to the types of shows they produce. The goal is to keep theater alive and thriving in Nebraska. So they put on a wide variety of diverse shows each season. These include musicals, plays, melodramas, one acts, dinner theaters, and so much more. To find out more about the Loft and their upcoming shows, visit loft.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tech.